Chapter 1, Putting Data Analytics to Work. When it comes to analyzing the data that you are presented with, the first thing you are going to want to do is determine if the data that you are preparing to analyze is going to add real value to your business as a whole, or if the costs are not going to be worth the time and effort needed to gather them properly. For example, going through all of your sales data in order to determine the most popular product or service you provide, as well as which is the most profitable, will provide you with clear pillars of your business to focus on in order to ensure you are as successful as possible in both the short and the long term. This activity is a productive use of time because it can help you to accurately predict what the future of your business could look like under certain market conditions. Once those conditions have been properly pinpointed, they can then be used as a direction for the business to move in the short term. By default, the above example also serves another, potentially more important, purpose. It shows you what products or services that you are offering that absolutely no one is interested in taking you up on. As such, you would then be able to more accurately determine if there might not be a better use of your company's resources than the underperforming products. Either way, a byproduct of the process is a reduction of waste as well as an increase in sales revenue. Targeting the right data. To understand the right type of data you are going to want to target, it is important to understand that it primarily comes in two forms. Those that are structured, such as traditional databases, and those that are unstructured, things like social media networks or phone applications that rely on data sent over the internet. With so much data to keep track of, you may find it helpful to set up an automated method of collection when it comes to your daily transaction output to ensure that any future analysis is done with data that is as straight from the source as possible. This, in turn, means that you will need to determine the right database structure for the data that you are going to be retrieving and the way you are going to want to access it later if you hope to see the best results. Choosing the right type of database for your business is an important choice, and one which is discussed several times in the following pages. However, if you instead plan on determining the current public sentiment that your customers have towards your business, then you are going to want to analyze online applications and social media profiles, the two places that people are prone to leaving feedback in the ever-connected world of the 21st century. Determine the best type of analysis. After you have found the data that you are looking for, the next thing you are going to want to do is determine the most effective type of analysis that you can use to get at the heart of the data. There are numerous different tools, as well as platforms for analysis on the market, and determining the right one for you is going to mean looking at the ways your business operates and coming up with the right solution based on what you find.